Chapter 10, The Future. Now, my readers, this is where I should tell you about the joyous wedding and all the family members who came from all over Patagonia. I should describe the festivities, the fine attire, the food, and the dancing. I should tell you that Juanita and Glenn lived happily ever after. It would be easy enough to do, but life is more complicated. They were both young. They each had a high school education, but not much more. Is that enough to provide for a family in a rather hostile world? What are the choices? Glenn could go to Buenos Aires to the university, and Juanita could wait for him in Rawson. But what would happen in Buenos Aires? Glenn would be learning, and Juanita would be standing still. As Glenn got older and matured, maybe his love for Juanita would transfer to someone he just met. With Glenn away, there wouldn't be much to keep Juanita in Rawson. She might go back to Tierra del Fuego to be with her father. Perhaps Juanita should go to university, too. We know she's bright and resourceful. Perhaps she is more practical than Glenn or has a better head for business. We need to find out. She, too, will grow, and her interest and outlook might change. Perhaps what could have been a fairy tale ending to our story when they were both 18 won't look so good when they are 24. If they stay in Rawson, they will be dependent on tourism. To the north, on the Rio Negro, there are abundant fruit orchards. In much of Patagonia, which is an area that takes up half of Argentina, there are sheep and cattle. These are all good businesses, and one can make a living from them. However, a few live very well, while the many just survive. There is little in the way of technology and industry. For that, you must go to Buenos Aires or even leave the country. With a proper education, you will be in demand. Happily ever after would be fine if one didn't have to eat, pay the rent, medical expenses, insurance, the cost of cars and appliances, education for the children, and taxes. If all these matters had to be settled before a couple got married, there would be very few weddings. Love is very impulsive. The essential matter is that you can be whipped around by circumstances or you can be in control. One has to come out of the dream long enough to deal with reality. And what of Alex? Will he be happy in Rawson or Punta Tambo after starring in a movie and going to London? He once would have been happy with just a warm climate and a steady food supply. Unsolved is the mystery of whether somewhere there are more birds like him who are half parrot and half penguin. Will he involve himself in environmental issues and perhaps become a spokesman to publicize the plight of endangered species? The possibilities are endless. The future is hazy and lies beyond our vision. Happily ever after could be the outcome, but it is more likely that Juanita and Glenn and Alex will work for their future. It won't come to them by magic. Let us wish them our best and hope the future will bring them together instead of apart. That perhaps Alex will find his love in some as yet unknown land where man has never been. And now a sort of happy ending. The Fluellens are having lamb for dinner tonight, and Rufo will get a nice bone to chew on.